Hello to whoever's listening to this beautiful podcast. My name is Zoel Lomi. I represented Russia in the MUN conference that happened on Monday.
I'm Bella Ogden. I represented Saudi Arabia on Monday in the UN conference.
We are going to be doing a small podcast thing for our reflection for our humanities class. We are known as the AM over PM because the PM class kind of sucks. Anyway, we're going on and going to the first question. So the first question is, what are your thoughts on the United Nations and our international system of problem solving? What insight do you have now about what is necessary to tackle complex global issues? What do you think about this?
I think that it has to take like a whole community, and I think everybody needs to come together, like especially the UN and outside countries. And then it's really important that we all like make resolutions and figure out like how each other's like countries can help the countries in need.
Yeah, you're like answering the second question where like getting the insight of everything and stuff like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like the way that our international politics system is, it's interesting to say the least. I mean, there's over 100 countries and representatives there in like the General Council alone. I think the General Council, like the way they like do problem solving is pretty good.
Yeah.
But like the Security Council, I would say there's like not a good power balance, like the veto like five. It's very biased. Mm-hmm. Like the United States, like Russia, like China using their veto power if they don't like something, right?
And then the US like taking money and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. It is interesting to say the least. I think with the current situation in Russia and Ukraine too, like I think we should be, I think the Security Council needs to like I think change a little bit.
Yeah,
like kind be of make more, it more open, you know.
Yeah,
because there are like also big countries like Germany, you know, India, who should like probably
should
be on there too.
It. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that like kind of answers our first question. The second one is, how have you grown as a leader and delegate during this project? Think about habits, skills, knowledge, etc. What did you do to grow in these way?
These way. I think just like the speech and making that and like just kind of learning like professionalism and the whole like conference was super cool. And like having to go up and then having to like speak about it, you have to have like a lot of confidence and stuff. So I think that's like a really important skill that I learned in this whole process.
Yeah. Also, like, our research skills have, like, probably gone up a lot because of, like, all the research that we had to, like, do, you know?
Yeah, now we know, like, how to recognize, like, reliable sources and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. Also, like, we learn how to do MLA citations, which is, like, really good for, like, especially in college, you know, like, because you don't need to learn it again. But I think, like, one way that we, like, grew is just, like, by doing more research, by just like working harder, I guess.
Getting more information about it so you can like actually talk about it in a way that like makes sense.
True. I think that kind of like answers our second question as well.
Yeah.
So our third question is, what are the skills and or knowledge that you will carry with this project? How has this project changed your behaviors or thinking? I think we kind of answered this already. Like I think like the skills and knowledge we carry is like the MLA citation, like trusting reliable sources,
getting information and then spewing it back out in a professional way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also like with like besides those things, we've like learned many things too, like finding allies.
Yeah.
And, how to work with different people, communication
with
skills,
different views and stuff like that.
Exactly. I think our behaviors and thinking might have changed. I don't like really see it yet, but I think slowly you will see. Cause like my way of thinking has changed a little. Like
it
has like broadened more. You know, like
and like even just as a class, like we've definitely like come more together. Mm-hmm. So I think that's also gonna help.
Yeah, we were more professional and like we're now we're I'll be honest, our class is weird, but like,
but like
we're like more professional now. You know,
I would say. I was impressed too.
Moving on, so to question number four. Sorry to the if any students are listening to this, we apologize. You know, we're just kind of a little bit of crazy people. Next question. If you were going to do this again, if you had a time machine and could go back to the start of the semester, what would you do differently? How would this change impact your learning and this project? I'm sorry, I'm kind of stuttering. I'm not really the strongest in reading.
Definitely staying on top of my work and doing all the research and everything when it's assigned. I think that would have helped me be a lot more confident about the whole thing.
Yeah, I think, like, both of us kind of learned from
this.
It's like, personal experience.
Yeah, you kind of got to, like, stay on top of your stuff.
Yeah, I think one thing I would do was, like, just, like, mellow out. Like,
yeah.
I kind of, like, was, like, very stressed out and, like, because I was stressed out and, like, my perfectionism or whatever, I didn't, like, turn things in and stuff like that.
Yeah, no.
And, like, my grades were horrible.
Yeah, dude.
But, like, I think, too. Yeah, but I think, yeah, it was, like, it was a crazy year. It's been a crazy year.
Yeah.
And, you know, who knows? It might be crazier. So,
yeah.
Yeah, we just got to...
Very unpredictable.
Mm-hmm. Also, be very confident.
Yeah.
Like, you know... Like, I was very self-deprecated. I still am self-deprecated, but, like if I was, like, lesser self-deprecated, like, in the beginning of semester, I would probably have done better.
Yeah, no, you just gotta walk in there and you gotta be like, okay, I am my country. I must represent.
I must represent. this is interesting. All right, moving on.
Yeah, moving on.
What was the most challenging / difficult thing about you this project? When and how do you think you could have improved your performance?
Again, with the work ethic, I just think I should, like, turn things in on time.
Turn things
and
in.
And when they're assigned.
Exactly.
Just so I can, like, get more information and be more confident about everything that I'm doing and then turn it into a really powerful, confident speech.
Mm, yes. Also, like, I think the most challenging part for, I think, not only, like, us, but, like, everyone in the class was giving your speech in front of everyone.
Oh, my God.
I could, like, see, like, people, like, shaking and everything.
I was shaking, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think we should, like, be more confident.
Yeah.
But I think that was the hardest part, just, like, being more confident. And I think we could also improve on, like, our, like, caucuses. Like,
yeah, the caucus.
Like, not informal, but, like, formal caucusing. Because, like, we were kind of off topic for some of the parts.
No, you know? And, like, some of the resolutions, I was just kind of like, that's not very relevant to what
we're, like,
talking about. But.
Well, I'm not going to call out names here, but, like, trafficking drugs
into Afghanistan.
Yeah, which was interesting, to say the least. But that's what makes our class,
interesting,
a really,
switch of topic.
A really cool place, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to the next question. How engaged were you during the actual exhibition? Why? What do you think contributed to your engagement or lack of engagement?
Well, so I was really involved.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of like Russia.
You were like very involved.
So, like, one
involved.
Of the bigger countries. It was interesting. But, like, you were also very, like, involved, though. Like, I wouldn't say, like, the most involved,
no.
But, like, you were involved enough that you were, like, very helpful.
I was important when I needed to be.
I mean, yeah. I think everyone, every delegate was important there.
Yeah.
I would say.
But, yeah, I was a delegate, so
I was
kind of like, I'm not that important.
No, not really. But, I think I was very engaged. I think it was because, like, I was Russia, plus, like, I'm a very outgoing person.
People.
Person, you know, grammars, whatever. I'm a very outgoing person, so that was also one reason why I had, like, a lot of things. Like, compared to you, you're, like, a little bit more, like, introverted.
Quiet,
I wouldn't say quiet, but, like, more introverted, you know? All right, we're getting off topic here. All right, so what do you think, like, you could have done to, like, be more engaging or less engaging?
Just, like, talk more, I think, like, after people's speeches, like, kind of give them more questions.
Comments.
And also just, like, kind of poke my nose in there more with, like, the resolutions and stuff.
Poke my nose in there,
yeah.
Be like your
Snoopy. This is my view.
Yeah, be like your Snoopy neighbor, you know?
Yeah.
Like, questioning everything. Neighbor. Yeah. All right, moving on to your next question. Which resolution or resolutions did you end up voting for in the MUN? Why did you choose to vote for this particular resolution over the other?
I voted for Zoel's resolution.
Yes, our resolution
was better.
Yeah, I think it was because, like, we kind of took everyone's, like...
Yeah,
like,
no, you covered all the topics and
put
covered it into a resolution.
True, I think that was, like, one reason why that was a success and why people liked our resolution more than the other ones and it ended up passing, like, you know, some other people we are not going to name.
We're not
going to
name names.
It was better than the PM class. Anyway. Yeah. Success, okay. You were successful in passing your resolution during the conference. What account for the success? Think about specific behavior, approach, mindset, and knowledge.
I think everyone just came in there with a lot more open of a mindset, and also just, like, it was a UN conference, And I think we all knew that. So we didn't take it super personally.
Yeah. Also, the other thing is because I think we were more like, how do I say it? We were more collaborative than the other class from what I saw.
Yeah.
We had like, so I think like we combined resolutions and like found our allies as soon as possible. And like, yeah, I think that's the main reason why like our resolution passed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think Sophia? Sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry for the profanity.
Also, our approach to it was also interesting because I kind of like went out there and I was like,
yeah, you were like pointing out like shots.
Pakistan, Brazil, come here.
Yeah.
And I like, we were like, I was like, you know, pointing people out.
Like, yeah, no, we like, it was like very involved. Like, it was very everyone involved. Was involved. Which
yeah, we took important. Everyone's like things into consideration as well. What advice would you give to the future students about the how to start this project? Just like basically what, like,
yeah, basically advice. What I'm saying is just like do the work.
Do the work.
Keep doing the work. Keep doing don't the fall work. Behind.
Also, like, we have done this project, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but like we're very open to like like freshmen's like or like upcoming sophomores,
yeah,
let's
upcoming
say,
sophomores,
to like come over to us and just like ask us questions, you know?
Yeah.
And we will help you out like as much as we can.
Because I definitely needed some advice too.
Yeah.
So.
And also, like, find your peers. Your peers will help you a lot. Listen to Lori. Respect the chairs. And you should be good to go.
Yeah.
All right. I think that, like, probably covers most
probably
of
wraps
it.
Up.
Well,
yeah,
thank you guys for coming back.
Guys.
Yeah, please come back in the future if we do this again.
Sponsored by Sophia.
Sponsored by Sophia. Again, our podcast name is AM is Better Than PM. And that's all for today. Yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye.